Seth knelt on the deck, bracing himself as he shuddered under the wrath of the Validus' defensive weaponry. Above him, a squadron of Orc bombers converged on the Titan, carrion intent on feasting. Submerged in the ocean, with only its buttressed tower visible above the waves, the Validus seemed an easy target. It was not. Where a Warlord or Reaver-class Titan would have been almost defenseless against such an attack, the Validus's towering spires housed more than enough firepower for the task at hand. Seth turned his attention to the angular gantries ahead of him. Rain and seawater lashed the deck in an unceasing barrage, conspiring with the night to make visibility poor. But he knew the Orc assault teams were out there. Even above the wind, the bark and thunder and chatter of weapons fire, he could hear the low growl in their throats. Unbidden, the killer inside the flesh terror growled in response. Lightning tore across the sky, throwing splinters of light across the deck. Between jagged flashes, Seth glimpsed the yellow eyes and ragged teeth of more than a dozen greenskins. He smiled. The orcs roared and charged towards him. Springing to his feet, Seth swung his eviscerator up and flicked the activation stick. He bounced to the orcs, denying their attack moment, feeling his heartbeat quicken as bones broke against his armored bulk. Snarling, Seth tore his blade through a wide arc. A vicious stroke maimed a trio of orcs, ripping out their guts and bathing him in blood. He reversed the motion, hacking the blade back down, butchering two more of the greenskins. He attacked again. Another orc died, its torso shorn in half. His blade rose and fell, churning muscle and bone into sodden gobbins. He attacked and attacked and attacked, relentlessly cutting, bludgeoning, striking without any thought of defense, ignorant of the blows that hammered against his armor. Seth snarled as he found his blade blocked by another. He pressed down on his opponent, feeling the other's weapon begin to buckle.
Lord, it is I, Nathaniel!
Nathaniel stammered, driving his second chainsword under Seth's blade in an effort to stop it inching towards his face. Seth couldn't hear Nathaniel. He couldn't see the Aquila on the other flesh tearer's breastplate. Lost to his bloodlust, all he could hear was the sound of battle. All he could see was the blood yet to be spilt.
Lord! Seth!
Seth roared and tore his weapon free from Nathaniel's, punching it down into the deck. Seth knelt against his weapon, gripping the haft as though crushing it might bring him solace, and deactivated his armor's auto-senses. His helmet display blinked dark, plunging him into silent isolation, cutting him off from the world, shutting out the violence.
Sanguinius, clad me in rightful mind. Strengthen me against the desires of flesh.
Seth ground his teeth, struggling through the litany. The beast in his breast shuddered, hammering a final blow as it felt his will shackle it.
By the blood am I made. By the blood am I armored. By the blood I will endure.